a perfect song. It sets up the whole month. Our whole month is we're the year of living joyously. And now this is living from the intuitive side. Living from the intuitive side. In our journal, and if you're doing our journal, you haven't come to this one yet. It's tomorrow or the next day. But it comes from an Alan Alda quote, which is this. You must leave the comfort of your city and go to the wilderness of your intuition. You will discover something wonderful. You will discover you. So, leaving the comfort of the city, going to the wilderness of your intuition, you're going to discover what? You. You're going to discover the real you, the truth of you, the Christ of you. I was thinking about it and thinking, well, it's quite romantic going into the wilderness. You know, there's no path in the wilderness. And here's where my mind went. Two places, Hansel and Gretel. They're dumped in the woods. They're in the wilderness. They can't get out there. Wicked witch finds them, et cetera, et cetera. Then it goes to Judy Chapman, who she'll be happy I'm talking about this. She's in the desert with her mother this weekend, and she loves the desert, and she loves snakes. They're a snake family. I am not of that ilk. So when I went thinking of sleeping under the stars in the desert, and then I think of all of the desert creatures and go, I actually prefer the comfort of the city. Thank you very much. The wilderness of my intuition isn't very appealing to me in the reality of life. And I'm going to guess that for many of us, it's not very appealing when it comes right down to it too. Because in order to go into that wilderness of your intuition, you have to let go of knowing what you know. You have to let go of the facts in your mind. You have to be willing to trust a feeling that might not make sense. You have to be willing to trust that greater presence that you are. And all of us, I bet if we had a little conversation right now with your person you're sitting nearest to, you would discover there are plenty of times when you've been guided, either to do something that didn't make sense to you or not to do something that was making great sense to you. Intuition is that thing that is forever whispering. You could think of it as God is always talking to us. That inner voice, the heaven within, whatever you call it, life is always talking to us. You don't like the God word? Good is always talking to us. But we're often tuned into the wrong frequency. We can't hear that voice for God, for good, because we're listening to all the crap that we've decided is more important than listening to the God, listening to the good. I was rereading an Eckhart S. Warren book on meditation, and it's actually this is the book, The Ardent Fire. Some of you have read it, I know, because it's part of classes. And it's a book that takes each of the verses of the Bhagavad Gita and then talks about how that can be applied to your life. And he was saying something that just makes so much sense to me. We all know that holding resentment is like holding a stone that we're going to hurl at someone else, but we're holding it. It hurts us. It doesn't hurt the person that we're thinking about. And we know that. So we don't, most of us know enough to let go of those resentments. But here's what he says, and I love this. He said, the problem is that commandos parachute in all the time, and they're wearing camouflage. You can't see them. You can't make them out. You don't know it's really resentment. It looks like indignation. Someone did me wrong. Someone ignored me. Someone wasn't kind to me. It looks like that. However, once all of those commandos come out from the bushes, what is it? It's resentment. It is the very thing that keeps us separate from hearing that God voice. Because, my favorite quote, page 299 of the textbook, the God of love cannot hear the prayer of the one who fails to love. And if we're filled with resentment, if we're filled with anything, we can't hear the voice of God within us. It's only when we get still, when we let go of all that stuff, that we're tuned in to the infinite, tuned in to God, to our good. And that one is always, it's always for us. As that wonderful affirmation said that Vedette's been writing this year, that when I am filled with peace and love, I know I'm being guided. If you're filled with terror, that's not the voice for God. You might not even like what it's indicating you have to do, but you'll be filled with peace because you know it's the right direction for you to move in. I was reading some stories last night about people who had experienced great intuition, and one of them was a woman who had a dream. And the first night she had the dream, she could see these people, and they were contained in something like barbed wire, and they looked really unhealthy. They were like they were starving to death. There were maybe about six of them, and they were talking to her in a foreign language. She couldn't understand what they were saying. So it bothered her. She remembered it. She told her husband about it. He said, oh, well, forget it. It's probably nothing. A week later, she has the same dream, but now instead of six people, there are a dozen people. And they're really telling her, she can tell they're trying to communicate with her. Anyway, this goes on. Week three, and there's 20 people. Week four, there are 100 people. And then week five, it's the same place, the same location. There are no people. And she says, where are you? You have to talk to me. Tell me what you... And she hears a voice, go deeper. Now, meanwhile, with all of this, she had been going to the doctor, getting blood tests, getting checked. Is there anything going on? And no, nothing. So she went back to her doctor, and she said, what's the deepest part of the human body? He said, probably the colon. She said, I want a colonoscopy. He said, you'll have to pay for it. It's not indicated that you need this. It's not in your history. There's no evidence that you should have this. But she persisted, and she said, I want to stay awake while you're doing the procedure. And she heard and saw. They got in the colon. They saw a big black mass, and she heard the doctor say, oh. And she saw it. And so they put her under, and they operated right away. It saved her life. That dream was her intuition speaking to her. And she knew it was speaking to her about her health. But she didn't know enough until she asked that last question, what are you trying to say to me? Go deeper. And I thought, well, that's a good thing for me to tell you this morning. Always the answer is go deeper. It's my answer for me too. Don't just look at the surface of your life or the surface of your consciousness. If you're visioning or if you're doing some spiritual work and thinking about the life you'd love to live, don't just take the first ideas. Go deeper. Go deeper. Ask, what else? What else do I need to know? What are you trying to tell me? So it might seem like the wilderness, that intuition truly is a wilderness. There's no path. But here's the thing. Once you're in that place, you know exactly the path. It may not appear to anyone else as a path, but you know exactly what to do. You know exactly what their direction is for you. So, Ernest Holmes wanted to read you a little bit. I apologize, it was all ready to go. was all ready to go again. But this is a good opportunity to tell you that doing this work in the journaling is really good, and you're going to be invited to have an opportunity to do 21 days of spiritual practice later on in the service. And I've been doing it. I'm on day 5, I believe, or 4. And it is powerful. I'm getting in touch with some great things, except how to keep my iPad on when I turn it off for a minute. Okay, here's what Ernest is saying. One part of the mind is already in heaven. Just imagine this. One part of the mind is already in heaven, for there is a place in you and in me that is above confusion and fear. No matter how disturbed our thoughts may be, if we get quiet long enough and listen deeply enough, we shall hear. So I don't know about you, but I know that confusion and fear, for me, are like those commandos. They come in when I'm not looking. They hide behind the bushes, and they come out in ways of reaction rather than responsiveness. They come out by a word of judgment when really one of compassion was what was called for. So your wilderness probably looks different from mine, but I'm going to bet that even if you love being in the desert all by yourself, that it takes spiritual discipline and practice to continue going deeper into that intuitive part of you. Because all of us find a place where it's more comfortable to stay in the city, in what is known, than go into exploring the unknown of us. And yet, here's the thing. Since it's all God, since every bit of you is God, all you can find is good and greater good. There is nothing else to find in that wilderness. Any snakes are friendly. Any snakes are harmless because you invited them in. They're yours. They're yours. So this week is a time for you to practice. Practice listening to that intuition. It may come in a dream, but it, for most of us, for me at least, it comes in a feeling of love and peace, or of, this doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right to do that thing that I was on my way to do. And that could be to drive this way or to make that phone call. It could be to, again, the commandos come in. It could be you are really justified in being responsive and writing out your dissertation about why you're right and the other person is wrong. You're really got it, but actually they're commandos. The thing is, for us as spiritual beings to learn not only to listen to that voice for God within us, but to learn to listen to each other when we disagree, when we have differing points of view. It would be so boring to live in a world where we agreed with everybody. We wouldn't grow. We'd be the same as we'd always been, and we would die. Because without change and growth, death is natural. So, even when it's uncomfortable, I'm encouraging you to follow that intuitive voice. Put your hand on your heart. Feel that energy in there. And repeat after me. I am an explorer. I explore my consciousness. I listen to the voice for God. It's good. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now, Reverend Karen and Rick Dale. Yay!